Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor, and we always like to take a moment or two in the beginning of the show to extend our gratitude to all of you who have been with us for a very long time. Being that we started in 1989, and that's right, you heard that correctly, and also for all the new people that we continue to meet, it is just amazing what is going on. We are very, very excited. And as we all know, and you listeners certainly know, there's a lot going on in the world, and we just always have to remember that there's a purpose for everything, every single thing. And what you want to do is to keep your focus on the solutions and being at peace, and that really is the best place to be. And as you know, we've been doing interviews with amazing people all these years, and these interviews are archived up on the Blog Talk Radio site of ours that you can tune into 24/7. So if you can't sleep at night, the way I like to say it, you can get up and quit fighting the non-sleep and just tune into to one of our shows. And Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show is brought to you by We, the Healthy Referral Newspaper, which all of this began in 1989, and it has been an amazing, the way I say it, his and her story, that's my business partner and myself, because it's definitely a divine mission that's been given to us, and it continues to expand in amazing ways, and we're very, very grateful for all that. Healthy, just as it sounds, healthy referral. I'm going to like to spell referral because people have different ways of spelling that and they can't get in. So anyway, it's healthy, referral.com. You can click on expo details. When you get to the site, you will see it right on the homepage at the top. And it's going to tell you about our 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo that we have scheduled at the Sarasota Municipal Auditorium downtown on the Bay in Sarasota, Florida, with lots of exhibitors and speakers having to do with all these kinds of natural topics. And we decided to do interviews with the exhibitors and speakers, and today we are going to be doing that. Now I'm going to do a little intro before I open his mic and bring him in. I had gotten a call recently from this gentleman who was checking on events on the internet for Florida, and that's how he came across us. And as soon as we started to talk and I learned quite a bit about what they were doing, then I went in on the site. We are very excited about supporting these kinds of things. And I know you don't know what that is yet, but Joanna, at the moment. I'm going to give a little description before I bring Jamie in. The way that we worded it, and he felt that this would be a good title, and hopefully when I bring him on, I believe I'm spelling the name of the tree correctly. It's C-A-C-A-Y, cacao. It almost like, sounds like the cacao, but it's not. The cacao oil unveiled, exploring its benefits from the depths of the Amazon forest. Of the Amazon forest emerges this very special tree called cacao that produces certified organic cacao oil, created by nature, of course, and supported by science, which is a very important thing. So joining us today for this interview, it's sort of like an Amazon rebirth with this kind of information, empowering youth through the cacao cultivation. And I'm going to give you a couple websites now and throughout our interview. It's one of them is www.un-foundation.org. That's www.un-foundation.org. The way that it's been said in some of the information too is, you know, roots of resiliency, that is, forestry responsibility, sustainability, digital farming, inclusion, planting, prosperity. All these are just little pieces that I chose to actually take out and share with you because these are very important issues. It is a plant or a tree of ancestral origin. The cacao bears a fruit with nuts that releases a pure and natural oil that has been used by indigenous tribes since ancient times and was a natural treatment, here you go, for skin irritations, burns, and scars. The cacao tree has a dense and leafy crown. It's a beautiful tree, by the way, and is considered a long-lived tree from, 80 to 100 years old. It can reach 15 to 20 meters in height, and the cacao fruit has, EcoCert, that's a term I'm not familiar with, USDA organic certification. And again, as I bring Jamie in, we're going to hear a little bit more about this. So please share this information. And if you have people around you right now that you want to have hear this interview, please give them the link. Let them tune in. And as I said, it'll be archived so they can come in later and listen to it and share the link then also. So I'm going to go ahead and open our mic, and hopefully, I mean, I see his number here, so I'm hopefully he's there. Okay, let me see here. It's working. Okay, Jamie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Marcia, how are you?
Okay, I do this intro before so that listeners can have an idea on, you know, what the interview is going to be like. And, of course, we only touch on a little bit, and there's so much more that you're going to be able to offer to the listeners. So I'm going to go ahead, and what I'd love for you to do is just really, I mean, I could tell the listeners, you know, who you are and all that, but I'd rather you do it. So how about if you just give them a little bit of info about you and who you are and what you are doing?
Thank you, Marcia. First of all, I want to thank you in the name of the Complete Our List team for this awesome opportunity to unveil and to talk about the cacao. And you're right. The pronunciation of cacao was perfect when you were doubting about it. It's perfect cacao. And there's so much to be said about it, but we'll do the best we can right now to describe it, its origin, its uses, and the vision of our list. Because this is a project that is more than a simple fruit and a product. It has a lot of ramifications that are so important to the world and to the region of Colombia. We're all originally from Colombia,
right,
in the outskirts of the Amazon, and that's a project that is 100% Colombian, and it's been in progress for the last 10 years. A lot of work, a lot of investment, a lot of enthusiasm, and now we're ready to go out there to the world and introduce the cacao oil and its wonderful, wonderful properties.
Well, that's why I was so excited when you called about participating and exhibiting in our expo, and also us being able to have a speaker spot open to you all. So that is going to be such an awesome opportunity for people to show up and watch and listen to the presentation and ask questions and so forth. So I'm really grateful that you pulled us up on the internet.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm grateful you were there.
Okay, so how about if we start where you feel it's the most important? So there's this project, and it's all about the cacao tree and the oil, and it's organic. And what really, really has me so very, how would I say it, just really happy to see how these kind of projects can benefit so many people in so many areas of their lives, from where they live, how they can support themselves, the youth, all of that. So why don't you just start where you feel most comfortable, and we'll just go from there, because this is like a conversation between us, and the listeners just happen to be hearing it.
All right, Marcia. Well, the Our List project is a project that started based on the production of cacao, as with all its benefits, but doing it respecting the planet, respecting its collaborators, and respecting in the end the end users all over the world. The idea and the vision was to do it in a sustainable way, following all the sustainable dictations from the United Nations, and with an inclusion program that allows us to benefit a lot of people from the community in the vicinities of the farm, as well as the people from the indigenous tribe called Sikuani, that they also live in the outskirts of the farm. And it's something that really, really, when I was called and invited to be part of this team, honestly, I was, having the impression that was like any other commercial project, because I've been in sales my entire life, and I've traveled the world selling products of all sorts of things. But it just started like that. But I can tell you today that it's a privilege for me, in the stage of the life in which I am. I'm getting close, not ready to retirement, which I don't consider is going to happen. But but it's an awesome opportunity to, to do something that not only will, has a commercial aspect to it, but also helping others, helping people, helping the end users with skin conditions, that is psoriasis and dermatitis. I mean, there's 9.5 million people in the United States alone that suffer psoriasis.
Absolutely.
And this oil in a natural way, without having anything different to what it is by nature, can help it and alleviate it and maintain it under control. As you know, psoriasis and dermatitis and all these kind of skin conditions, so far they don't have a total 100% cure. Nobody has a cure.
Right,
for them.
Right,
the only thing
right.
We can do is maintain them under control. And this oil can do it in a wonderful way, in a natural way. You know, I have a
Is that on the outside only, Jamie, or is it also for the inside?
Well, you can also consume it. And it's got some benefits that you can obtain from the oil. It's totally natural, very friendly. You can use it. I mean, you could use it as a dressing in your salad if you wanted to.
Okay.
That's how safe
it is. Great.
So,
wonderful. I'm so much about having, people be able to not only put things on the outside of their body, but, something that is also good. Because when you're putting something in the body, it's going to be working from the inside out. And it could be a lot more productive and beneficial by using something that actually can be taken internally. So I thought that that's what it was when I was reading through everything, so I'm glad I was correct. So you can go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
You're absolutely right. I have a daughter that graduated, has a master's degree in communication from the University of Miami, and according to her, what she told me once, her job is to describe something or whatever in a very efficient way, but with less words as possible. So one day I asked her, what would you say about the cacao oil? And she said, I can describe it in two words. I said, in two words? What's that? She says, nature's wisdom. That's what
there
it is.
You go.
Nature's wisdom.
There you go. Yes.
That's
awesome. That's wonderful. Yeah. She sounds like somebody I'd get along with very well.
Yes.
Well, it's definitely anything from nature that has not been, handled by man and can be used the way that it is in its most natural form is the best thing that we can do. And especially with helping people know that there are the creative ways or the ways from the creator, and whatever that belief system is for somebody, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is it's nature, and nature is what we are, and we need to live accordingly. And if we do not, then we run into problems. And there's a lot of problems going on in this world because, you know, people have drifted away from nature.
You're totally right. The good thing is that there's also a tendency now from some professionals in the healthcare industry that are starting to think about it, and they're considering.
Yes.
In fact, I'm about to have a meeting with a very important dermatologist from Chicago that one of his main agendas in this moment is promoting what he calls alternate choices to offer to the patients solutions or, in this case, alleviations without the use of pharmaceuticals. Because
Absolutely.
There's people who don't want chemistry. They want to be treated with something that's natural, and they have
right.
to understand that. So they
right.
have to look for those options, and we are one of them.
Right. Well, that, you know, that is exactly what we are all about. I mean, that's what these 30-some years and continues to be. And it's interesting to see that the last so many years, especially, not just, but especially the last three and a half with everything that's been going on this planet, if there's anything good out of this, it has been that more people are waking up.
Definitely. That's so true. And I consider myself one of them because, honestly, a few years behind me, no way. I never thought about it. But nowadays, I really believe in that.
Wonderful. And listeners, while we're going on with our interview here, I want to mention the contact info. And actually, Jamie, do you pronounce your last name Rojas?
Rojas? Rojas, R-O-J-A-S.
Rojas, okay, Rojas,
yeah.
Rojas. Okay, I just, my Spanish isn't real good. I got to practice.
no, don't worry.
And the phone number that we have, is that okay to give out, the 786? If somebody is interested in calling you, is that something you want out or no?
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
That's our number.
Okay, all right. So let's take some notes here, listeners. You can call 786. 407-7269. This is Jamie's direct number. Correct, Jamie?
Correct.
Okay. So again, it's 786-407-7269. And the website, or one of the websites, I know I gave you one earlier, but there's also the USA.com. One more time, www.arles-usa.com. And be sure to visit their booth when you come to the expo, which I'm sure a lot of these listeners are going to be attending, and we're grateful for that, and thanks for spreading the word. Jamie will be thrilled to see as many people as possible so that they can learn about this project that's going on right now. So, Jamie, you can continue on the important things that you want to make sure that you communicate.
Okay, wonderful. It's important also, like you said before, to let know people about the vision of Arles. And Arles has also a foundation called the UNU Foundation, that it will help and promote the knowledge on how to cultivate the cacao fruit or the cacao tree in a sustainable and technical way to a lot of young people in the state, or what's called in Spanish Departamento del Meta, which we like the Meta state, where the farm is located. As you can imagine, in third world countries, the youth from the provinces have a tendency to expand their horizons, moving to the big cities. And when they get there, even if they can somehow educate, you know, attend a college or whatever, the limitations are big. And in reality,
yeah.
in our country, the education is not really a guarantee of financial stability. So what we're going to try is to teach them and it helped them to start their own farm, at their own plantation of cacao, and turn them into growers, and they, you know, because this is important to understand that the cacao oil, in the moment we are right now, it's in the same stage that the argan oil from Morocco was in the 1990s when nobody
wow.
knew about it. It was the cosmetic industry from France that catapulted out to the world, and today there's areas from Morocco where in the rural areas, 90% of the population derive their income from the argan oil industry. So that's what's going to happen with the cacao oil. And we are ready and to help others, even our own collaborators, the people from the Ficuani tribe and the people from the communities that work with us. Our hope is that they'll later on go ahead and turn themselves into growers. Because something that's important to understand is that if today the world had an idea of what the benefits are, there will not be enough cacao oil for everybody. So we need to grow the production and to benefit as many people as possible on both ends, on the production and also on the end users.
Well, those videos that are on the site are just wonderful. In fact, you know, I watched all of them right away and ended up sharing them with quite a number of people right after I watched them. They're very well done, very informative. And also, it's wonderful when not only is one gaining information about a topic or a subject, but they're also feeling the underlying energy, which, in my words, you know, there's a lot of heart to what's going on with this project and everything that's being done with the cacao or the cacao. We're going back and forth with pronouncing it that way. So in other words, there's a lot of heart, and it's what the world needs now. And I think it's absolutely very exciting. And your call into us, I believe that there are no accidents in life. And the fact that we also had a opened still, you know, was another thing, because we're only having 6 speakers on Saturday and 5 on Sunday. So you managed to get yourself in in there.
Well, thank you very much. I'm lucky.
I think that, again, because I believe that everything, you know, happens for a reason. So there we go.
You're absolutely right about that.
So in your own life, you know, when you connected with all of this, the project and the tree and everything that it is, and what went on with you? I mean, were you like just in there right away, or did you think about it, or was it something that just, you know, got a hold of you and you just went with it?
No, but I went with it. Obviously, it was interesting. It was introduced to me by Andres Solano, who's the president of Arles. And yes, I found it to be interesting, but I had no idea how much in love I was going to fall in love with the project itself, and understanding that the big difference that you can make in other people's lives while you make your own livelihood, you know, which is awesome. I mean, nothing better than be able to make your livelihood and help others, which is a privilege, totally.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that, you know, I know through all these years, Jamie, that the conversations that we have had and continue to have, people are here to express their purpose. And so many people feel like they're kind of lost because they haven't connected to something that's really meaningful in their life and that being their purpose. So it is really wonderful when people can not only find something that's interesting, but something that leads them down a path that has them feel like they're living their purpose. So, you know, it's a wonderful thing, and more people are looking for that today than ever before.
Yes, definitely. You're totally right.
Yeah. And listeners, I want to again say we are in process of an interview with Jamie Rojas, and it is all about the, we are pronouncing it in two ways, cacao, that's C-A-C-A-Y, let's just go with that, C-A-C-A-Y, the cacao oil unveiled, and it, exploring its benefits from where? From the depths of the Amazon forest. And the Amazon forest has always been such an intriguing, I think mystery can be a good word for it. And like every other place on the planet, it is so important while we're utilizing and involving the Amazon that we're doing it in the right way. And I know that there has been some controversy over time around all of that, but it's like anything, you know, you have to be responsible and take care of what you are doing and what you're leaving on the planet. And with what Jamie has been sharing, it's exactly what this project is all about. So again, the tree comes from the depths of the Amazon forest, and it is ancient. And you know, Jamie, we find ourselves, just because of the nature of our mission, which is educating people about natural health, it has taken us to so many areas of just, all I can say is wow. And I mean, there's so many.
Thank you.
So many natural things, you know, that have been created on the planet. And you're talking to somebody who I pretty much believe in everything natural. I just don't subscribe to, and I'm not judging someone else who does do things differently. I'm just saying that for me, it's always made complete sense to do things in a natural way. I really didn't like the idea of using medications and drugs and, you know, even unnecessary surgeries, all this kind of stuff. So I pretty much came on the planet with that kind of understanding. So, and again, I'm not judging anybody, you know, I am absolutely not judging anyone else for what they do, because everybody is learning, you know, everybody is learning.
Exactly. And, you're totally right.
And I want to share too about the expo. One of the things that we decided to do, Jamie, is we have a postcard that we just recently had printed. And I mean, we had lots and lots printed, and we're getting them out there in many different ways. And what it says, and listeners, I want you to make note of this, please. We have a ticket, basically, and how it reads is free ticket, invest in your health, $10 value to the 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo, September 23rd, 24th, downtown Sarasota. At the Sarasota Municipal Auditorium, and it's good. The ticket is good for one person for one day, and of course there's free parking, and 18 years of age and under are free. Boost your well-being, energy, and your longevity, produced by the Healthy Referral Newspaper, et cetera. So, and we have different people that are helping to get the word out, Jamie. One is, I don't know if you're familiar with a chain that's called the Vitamin Shop.
I believe so, yeah. Similar to GNC, right?
Right, but different, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll make sure I say that in case, you know, some other people are listening. Yeah, it's a really neat chain that is called the Vitamin Shop. So they are really excited, and they got behind the event. So they are one group that have gotten behind it. And there are seven different locations along this coastline that we have postcards there. Also an easel with a poster that is out for everybody to see. We also have some raw food cafes that are promoting it. Social media, I mean, there's lots of wonderful things that are going on. So we look forward to having a very good turnout. And after 15 years, this is number 16. So We shall see. We shall see. If there was anything else that you feel that is really important to leave the listeners with that we may have missed or that you want to just touch on again, what might that be, if anything?
Well, basically, Marcia, the fact that we have something that is such has such you know, unique qualities that sometimes we fall under the category of things that are too good to be true. And it's understandable. It's understandable because many people also have been, you know, been out there offering miracles and stuff like that, but we're not that. And what we are inviting all your listeners to do is to go to our webpage, and if they scroll down to the very bottom, there's going to be there's a contact section there. If you send us your information, your address, or email us, the email is also there, and you send us even pictures of your skin condition, we'll send you complimentary samples so you can use it and experience firsthand the results.
That's what
it's all about.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't realize that. I might have missed that whenever I was on the site. That's great. I can see people. In fact, I know many people, and I have to tell you this, you know, I don't think he'll mind, but my business partner, Tom, I would say he'd be a perfect candidate because he has had severe skin issues for a long time.
Wow. Well, Tom, wherever you are, if you're there, wherever you are, we are going to help you.
Because honestly, Jamie, it's, you know, it all started when he was 3 years old, and I have my own thoughts around, you know, what led to that. And he's come to learn a lot about that possibility as well, because there are reasons that these things are happening. Okay. They don't just happen for nothing. Okay. And so when people start realizing that, they start researching and they start thinking for themselves and they go back in time and they look at what may have been done when they were little. Okay. What may have been put into their systems that did not do them any good. I mean, there's so much right now that's blowing wide open, you know. And again, it's all good. It's all good. Yes, Tom has definitely, and he's done lots of different things, you know. So it will be, I didn't even get into this with him. I don't even know if he knows about the fact of how beneficial it is for the skin irritations, but I think he read everything. So yes, we'll have to go ahead and include him. We'll have to include him in some testing, right?
All right. Sure. No problem. We're delighted to do that.
Okay. And all right. So in closing, listeners, we're going to give you some of the information again so that you're sure that you have it. And that's www. This is one of the websites. unu-foundation.org. unu-foundation.org. And Jamie also shared another one that, of course, you definitely want to go to. This is where, you know, you will learn a lot as well, and that is www. And is it pronounced A-R-L-E-S for me?
Arles. It's a French name that coincidentally is the name of the father or one of the founders of the company.
I see. So Arles. Okay. Yes. So www.arles, as in Sam, -usa.com. One more time. Arles, as in Sam, -usa.com. And again, be sure to visit their booth at the 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo, September 23rd and 24th. If you don't have that on your calendar, please mark it down. And if you have any questions, I gave the number. We'll do it again. It's 786-407-7269. That's 786-407-7269. And there's no obligation when you call our guests we interview. They love hearing from everybody. conversation. That's what it's about. So giving you a call and learn a little something maybe more different than you did in this news interview. And we want to say thank you very, very much for taking the time. And I know that dermatologist has got to decide to go ahead and take this on, however that is.
Thank you very much, yeah. Marcia. Quite the contrary. Thank you very much for this opportunity. And I'm pretty sure we want to be hearing of each other a lot from now on. And we're delighted to be at your show also. And we're very excited about everything. And like you said before, nothing happens by coincidence. There's always something behind. And this is exactly what's happening.
Absolutely. And we are grateful as well, because your kinds of projects are things that I'd say are one of the main reasons that we, you know, that we do what we do, so that we can educate people and bring this information out for people to know. There's so much negativity going on in the world that we need as much positivity as we can get, you know?
Absolutely right.
All right. Well, Jamie, thanks so much. And you, of course, will be getting the link to this interview so that you can share it however you want, plus the fact that it's up on the blog, site permanently, so people can tune in whenever they want. But you'll also be receiving the link directly so you could share it. And thank you so much for taking the time. And we will see you soon. And I'm sure we may talk before that.
Okay, Marcia, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jamie. And listeners, thank you for tuning in to Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio Show. Please remember to share the information about the event. Again, we have free tickets to Invest in Your Health, $10 value, and that is for the weekend. Actually, it's for one day per day. Yes, it's for each of the 2 days. So you would have 2 tickets. And also, you know, it's great because you can bring a guest and give them a ticket who may not have, you know, ordinarily shown up and attended. So that's the one reason. And some of the guests that we have beside Jamie that you just heard the interview with, a lot of you know Brian Clement, or Clement, people pronounce that differently, PhD in LN. He is speaking as well, exhibiting. He and his wife, Anna, they're both presenting actually, but they have Hippocrates Health Institute, which is in West Palm Beach, and it has been there for a very long time, helping people from all over the world to balance out, get healthy again, and I mean using totally natural modalities. I'm talking about things like colonics and hydrotherapy and raw food. In fact, I went there a number of years ago to do an interview with he and his wife, and stayed the entire day, had lunch and dinner, and it was a total raw buffet of all kinds of raw foods. It was just absolutely amazing. So as I said, beside people like Jamie and the project that are going to be there, there are going to be all kinds of wonderful people. So any questions for us, the Healthy Referral Newspaper, just give us a call. If you think you would like to advertise in the program guide, we have a wonderful 10,000 copy program guide that's going to be being printed and distributed before and during the expo that you can go ahead and advertise in. And if you're not going to be able to exhibit, that's a good way to get your information out. So be sure to think about that as well. And again, thank you very much. Tom and I appreciate you. Lots of love, and we will see you on our next interview.